Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The package was very visible. It was giving UPS. It was giving FedEx. It was giving USPS. It was giving all of that. What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to yet another episode of DX Daily, your new favorite podcast out here. A podcast that is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. And here is where we like to keep you updated on everything that goes down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It is Tuesday, and it's a jam-packed Tuesday, too. So Drake is withdrawing from the Grammy Awards this year. T-Boz is out here facing some allegations. And no, it's not money laundering. No, it's not drug dealing. No, it's not anything like that. She has been accused of instigating a beef between two of our favorite rappers. Also, Dani Lay's mom has decided to quit as her manager. And Nick Cannon is going viral for all the right reasons. But before I even say what we're talking about with that, make sure you follow the podcast, subscribe to us on whichever app you're listening to us on right now. Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Podbeam, Stitcher, iHeart app, any of the thousands of podcast apps that are out there. Whichever one you're on, just hit that follow button for us. Thank you. We appreciate the lookout. Now let's go ahead and jump in. So let's start with Drake. I remember one of his past Grammy speeches where he says, "These awards are nice, but these awards don't validate you." And I guess he took that to heart because he decided to withdraw his nominations for the Grammys this year.
Yeah, he had been nominated for the Best Rap Album category for his Certified Lover Boy album, and also in the Best Rap Performance for Way Too Sexy with Future and Young Thug. So that was his two Grammy nominations, but he decided to withdraw that pair last month he did.
Okay. Let me find out. He's on the Boycott the Grammy train this year.
Right.
And that album was very Grammy Award worthy, in my opinion, Certified Lover Boy. I don't know if the song I would have chosen. Like, I feel like there's other songs up there that deserve Grammys before Way Too Sexy. But I get Way Too Sexy was the single. It was the biggest one, whatever. But either way, though, Drake deciding to withdraw from the Grammys this year, I feel like there's something behind it. Because you have to submit for your songs to be in the Grammy in the first place. So it seems like he was down with it at one point. Now he's no longer down with it. I have to assume something happened. Now, what that something was is up for speculation. But I think it was probably the Grammys asking him or requiring him to do something in order to make this go smoothly or get him the win or whatever the politics of it were. Like, I think they probably was like, "Oh, Drake, can you perform?" Or, "Oh, Drake, can you do this or that?" They probably asked him to participate in some way that he didn't want to participate. Or they might have suggested to him, like, "Hey, that speech you gave last time, yeah, don't do that again." Because he was basically, for lack of a better words, ishing on the Grammy Awards at the Grammy Awards last time he got a Grammy. So maybe they tried to, like, warn him, like, don't do that this time. And he was like, "All right," probably like, "All right, I ain't gonna do it at all then. I ain't gonna show up at all. And I'll withdraw my nominations while you're at it." That's what I can imagine happening. Because there has to be some sort of reason behind it. What do you think is the cause?
No, I would agree because, like you said, you have to submit to for these award shows. And then it's kind of like, well, if he did feel that type of way a couple years ago, then it is, why would you submit in the first place? Or did his team submit and Drake didn't want to submit? But the whole being asked to do something at the award show could also bring up the fact of, like, maybe these artists feel like, you know, the award shows really don't care about them as an artist. They want the views. So, you know, Drake was a big artist this year. We need a performance. People would definitely tune in because he really doesn't perform at award shows like that. And then he could be like, nah, you're not about to use me to get views and clicks and things like that. So I'm going to just pull out. Don't nominate me. I ain't going to be there, period.
Facts. And let's not forget, the Grammys are also the same organization that told The Weeknd, you can't perform at the Super Bowl and perform here. You think this man is about to choose the Grammys over the Super Bowl? Like, come on now. So they're not unknown to set ultimatums and have political rules and regulations that they want artists to follow to participate in the Grammys. So I'm not putting it past them to have done something to piss Drake off to where he's like, yeah, no, just I'm done with the whole equation. But I would love to know why. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, me too. Maybe we'll get some more details in the next couple weeks before the Grammys, but Drake, if you wanted to see Drake at the Grammys, he is not going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, let's move on to T-Boz now. You know, it's TLC season right now. We know it's Mariah Carey's season officially. Like, she is the one. She is Christmas with All I Want for Christmas Is You, but it's TLC season right now too. Their rendition of, what is it, 8 Days of Christmas?
Girl, that's Destiny's Child.
No, what's the TLC Christmas song that gets rotation every time of year? This time of year.
Ain't it Sleigh Ride or?
Yeah. Look, I don't claim to be well-versed in the Christmas songs. I don't even celebrate the holiday for real. I just give my family gifts. They give me gifts, but I don't really believe in the root of the holiday. So I don't claim to be a Christmas expert, but I do know one thing. Every time this time of year hits, TLC Sleigh Ride is in full rotation.
Always. It's a classic.
At the mall, at the stores, at all the retail spots. It's in the restaurants that are playing Christmas music. It's everywhere. So T-Boz, this was not the time to be getting into some mess, but apparently she did. But she's saying it's not her fault, though.
Right. It's kind of interesting what's going on with T-Boz. But people had noticed that there was a video being posted where it's Cardi B and Offset going into some club in Miami. And in the comment section, from T-Boz's account, it says, poor Nicki Minaj. So people are like, what are you talking about? What are you doing? Is this video Cardi B? Like, are you bringing up the past beef? You trying to be funny? Like, what was the reason? Right.
They accuse the good sis T-Boz of basically trying to speak down on Nicki Minaj's name to big up Cardi B. Basically saying she re-instigating the fight, trying to bring up old drama, trying to pit Cardi and Nicki against each other, that as has been done in the past. So, they basically was accusing T-Boz of being messy.
Right, and when she was receiving all that backlash and people talking about why she do that, she came back and said, oh, my account was hacked.
Now, honestly, I can believe that in this scenario because it doesn't even make sense. Like, first of all, why would T-Boz care enough to even type that? Number one, like, who even cares enough to put that? Like, is she a Barty gang? Like, does she hate the Barbs? Why would she even put that? It makes no sense. So I'm just like, I don't know. I can believe she was hacked. But then again, like, who took the time to hack T-Boz's account and then go comment on a Cardi B video? Like, what would be the science behind that? I don't understand it both ways.
Yeah, I don't either. People were saying maybe she thought she logged into her Finsta account when she made that comment. Something like that.
I got to give it up for the detectives on that one, for the Twitter and the Instagram detectives. That's a good theory right there. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I can believe she got hacked. Like, it's believable enough, but it's also like, people do be having some strange internet behavior. I don't know. This might be a cold case on DX Daily. I gotta do a little bit more research on this one. Like, is T-Boz known to comment on Shade Room type topics? Is she known to, you know, be lurking under these blogs? Like, I got to do a little bit more research to see if we're going to convict on this one yet. But as of right now, I'm believing T-Boz at her saying she got hacked.
Yeah, because it's just interesting. Like, who is really going to hack? I mean, no, I don't know. Cause I'm like, who's going to hack T-Boz on a Sunday to post that? I don't know. I'm back from Orb, so I need you to find the details for us.
What else did the hacker post? We need to know that too, because you're not just going to hack somebody, a celebrity's page, and then post one or two comments relating to a Nicki Minaj and Cardi B situation. So, Yeah. Yeah. This is going to be an interesting one. This is to be continued right here. The case of T-Boz instigating Cardi B and Nicki Minaj beef. Continued. This case is continued.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's talk about Dani Leigh and her mom, because her mom was once her manager, but that is no longer. Mom said, "Mama got to have a life too. I need to focus on myself." And now she is moving on from managing her daughter, Dani Leigh.
Yep. It all came about because Dani Leigh had posted on her own Instagram story, said, "Looking for an amazing manager, hit my email." You know, with everything going on with her and the baby and that whole fiasco, you know, her mother and sister kind of getting brought into it and things like that. She explained on her own post, "I've taken this time to love myself, focus on myself, and reflecting on the fact that I've been living for others and not myself. Today, tomorrow, and for the rest of my life, I come first. You have to love yourself first before you can love anyone else."
Shots fired. Pew, 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 pew. Definitely shots fired in that post. It was shots fired with love, but there were shots fired. "I've been living for other people besides myself." That means you feel like you're doing too much for this person. You're referring to your daughter. You're talking about Dani Leigh. And people can start to feel that way, especially when you overextend yourself for somebody, or when you feel like this person doesn't see the potential and who they could be, or they're not working to their fullest potential, and you see what they can be. So you're trying to push them, but really you can't push somebody further than they're willing to go, or make them want more for themselves than what you want for them. Cause that's what tends to happen. It happen in these situations. And also another giveaway was Dani Leigh's post just stating, "Looking for a great manager." Now, if your mom is your manager for years at this point, if she's no longer managing you, you guys are parting ways, typically the artists, they have a little bit more to say than, "Oh, I'm looking for a manager." They go on this long soliloquy about how great their mom is and how far she's taken their career and all of this, basically love and respect, but we're parting ways and we're going to focus on being family. That's usually how it goes. Like with people like Brandy, who else's mom used to manage them? Beyonce. Like, no, her dad used to manage her.
Oh, Tina did the clothes. You're right.
Don't do Miss Tina. But a lot of different artists whose moms used to manage them, Usher, all of them, when they part ways or they make the relationship strictly familial instead of business, that's when they're like, "Oh, my mom, you know, we decided to make this separation. We're focused on being family, love for each other, yada, yada, yada." They don't get on IG subtweeting or subposting, "Oh, yeah, I'm looking for a manager." Shows me that there is not the smoothest situation going on right there. And I hate that her mom had to feel that way. But also, it's like, if you're not getting the job done, family or not, I got to find somebody else on Dani Leigh's perspective. So I get it on both sides, honestly.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's kind of, I don't want to say it kind of makes sense of maybe why Dani Leigh had some questionable moments in her career with her mom being her manager, but
she has some questionable moments in life, some questionable life decisions. So no shade, but we not only questioning your role as a manager, we questioning your role as a mother at this point too. Yeah. I hate to say it, but we got to look at what we're given.
Right.
So I hope Dani Leigh is able to actually find some great management, though, because she has talent. She has looks, like, she can go far in her career, but it's just about the right moves being made. And I don't think that's what's been happening so far.
Right. Exactly. So we'll see if she gets an amazing manager this time.
All righty. Speaking of amazing, let's talk about Nick Cannon and the reason why he is going viral. So, you know, Nick is a jack of all trades, essentially. Man of many talents, radio host, personality, TV show host, former rapper, if you want to throw that in there. Just so many different things. Producer, put so many people on. And now his latest viral moment comes from an appearance on his TV show, his daytime show. And how do we want to put this in a family-friendly version? he was free balling. It looked like he didn't have no drawers on in his suit, and we could see why he had all them kids. That's what I'll say. We now understand why Nick Cannon has 14 kids.
Yeah. Because these pictures, if you've seen the pictures, then you know. But it, like you said, try to keep it family friendly. He got like these, it's like a tight pantsuit, and you can see the imprint or the outline of it. And it had everybody shocked because it makes sense why he has the kids, why these women get involved with Nick Cannon and his corniness because of some.
Wow. No, it was, the thing was thangin', as the kids say. The package was very visible. It was giving UPS, it was giving FedEx, it was giving USPS, it was giving all of that. So of course everybody on Twitter was making jokes about it, posting GIFs and memes, and everybody was pretty much like, okay, Nick Cannon, we see you. We see you. Literally, we see you. Okay. So yeah, that I guess that constitutes a W for him, another W for him.
Yeah. Does he take an L ever? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen Nick Cannon take an L in a long, long time. The last L he took was when he said those things about the Jewish community, and they show no mercy on him. That was the last L Nick Cannon took. But before that, it was like 20 years.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely caught the W with this one. If you're interested, you can go check out those photos. But I think that's a good lighthearted note to end on today.
Yeah, for sure. Got to end it on a long positive note.
Yes, long positive. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to us at right now. Apple Music, I got to start saying Apple Podcasts. Like, we don't rap. We're not on Apple Music. We're not singing. We're not cutting tracks. This is a podcast. So Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, all of that. Make sure you follow the podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well, which is Hip Hop DX.
And also be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, you can follow us on social media as well. Let us know feedback about the podcast. You know, end of the year is coming, so we want to know, you as a DX Daily listener, how you felt about the podcast this year. So be sure to hit us up on socials. At Asia Sky is where I am on all platforms. A-S-H-I-A is Asia, and S-K-Y-E is Sky.
And I'm at everything at A-Dub. That's A-Y-E-E-E-B-U-B-B.
All righty. We will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
Yeah.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.